Welcome to the podcast for Shake, Rattle, and Roll, the concert you are going to hear with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, conductor Evan Mitchell, and the fabulous percussion quartet, Torque. My name is Rachel Malik, and I work in the education department of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. I hope you're all looking forward to attending the performance in February. Shake, Rattle, and Roll will feature the groovy percussion section in a concert which will include classical, contemporary, and film music. We'll be taking a look at a wide range of percussion instruments, from found sounds percussion instruments, which can be everyday items such as garbage cans, through to orchestral percussion instruments. When you think of percussion, you might automatically think rhythm, which is correct, but percussion also includes pitched instruments, such as the marimba or xylophone, which can be used to create harmonies or lyrical melodies. An example of the beautiful lines percussionists can play can be found in an arrangement of American composer Eric Whitaker's Sleep. This work was originally for choir, however, it has been arranged for two marimbas, four hands, which means two people play each marimba. Let's listen to the original choral version of Eric Whitaker's Sleep. At the concert in February, you will hear the arrangement for percussion in which two marimbas will play these beautiful melodic lines. For further reading on the compositional background for Eric Whitaker's choral work, Sleep, please refer to the study guide available for download from the TSO's website or to Eric Whitaker's website, ericwhitaker.com. Did you know that the percussion family is thought to be the oldest instrument family in the world, right after the human voice? Almost every style of music has a kind of percussion instrument in it. In fact, percussion instruments can be found all around the world, and many of them date back hundreds or thousands of years, such as cymbals, which date back to 3000 BC. One piece that will feature a slightly updated version of the cymbal on this program is French composer Camille Saint-Saëns' Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah. You might also hear the timpani, triangle, castanets, cymbal, and the bass drum in this clip. Next piece is probably a piece that you've heard before. Let's see if you recognize it. So, have you heard this piece before? You might recognize it from TV or the movies. Or, if you've been in the States for the 4th of July celebrations, you might have heard it played during the fireworks display. It's Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, which has been well known by audiences since 1882. The 1812 Overture took Tchaikovsky only 6 weeks to compose, and he thought it wouldn't be very popular. Funnily enough, like some other composers of his time, the work he thought wasn't so great ended up being one of his most performed and most recorded works. This piece was traditionally heard with real cannons firing at choreographed moments during the work, which, sorry to disappoint, we won't have at the concert in February because we'll be inside the concert hall. The cannons are usually replaced in indoor concert settings with recorded cannons or with a bass drum, tam-tam, or by a percussionist hitting a piece of wood or metal with a wooden mallet or a sledgehammer. The 1812 overture also features the timpani, bass drum, snare drum, cymbals, tambourine, triangle, and carillon, all in the percussion section. A carillon is made up of a minimum of 23 bells and is usually found in the bell tower of churches. These bells can be played together to make chords or can be played in succession to make melody lines. Sometimes tubular bells can be substituted for the carillon in performance. Listen for the various percussion instruments in this next clip from Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture. As you may have realized, many, many instruments fall under the percussion family. In fact, almost anything that you can hit, shake, scrape, clap, or stomp can be considered percussion. Something as simple as clapping your hands or stomping your feet can be called percussion. Simple found objects can also be used as makeshift percussion instruments. One such piece is Stinkin' Garbage, which I'll leave as a surprise for now. I hope you're looking forward to hearing the rest of the music and many more percussion instruments from around the world, which Torque will be sure to demonstrate. Get ready to join the Toronto Symphony Orchestra as they shake, rattle, and roll to get your toes tapping. I'm Rachel, and I'll see you in February when you hear this incredible music live with your very own Toronto Symphony Orchestra.